Hi developers, I'm Hussein Dillahi, Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to integrate Hoki app with Xamarin Forms applications. Hoki app is a really useful platform to get crash reports and also to track events so that you can enhance the user experience of your application. Tracking the events is useful to understand how your users are using the application, to understand, for example, how often they are visiting a certain page or they are clicking a certain button. And the crash reporting is of course useful to understand or to know that your application crashes sometimes, because here your development team and your testers cannot get all these data when of your application before releasing it. Some bugs or some errors might be found after the release of your application, and in that time only users can get these crashes. So Hoki app helps the developers to enhance their application for the user experience and also to decrease the number of bugs or errors inside the application. So to get you started with Hoki app, here I have a sample, or will build a sample application that looks like this one here, where I have the button track event, so that when I click on that button, I can send data to the Hoki app platform telling that the user had clicked on that button. I can do the same for visiting new pages or activating some functionalities. Another button for crash reports, or for here we'll test when the app crashes. A report will be generated and sent back to the Hoki app platform, and then the developers will be able to see these crash reports and understand why the application is crashing, so that they can fix these problems. So let's get started, and here I'll go to visit the hokiapp.net website. From here you can start by creating an account, then you can go and create a new app by clicking here, new app. And here you have two options, one for dropping your APK or your application for iOS, and this option will help you to distribute your application to certain users that you choose. Here we'll choose the second option, which is to create the app manually. For that, I go here to create the app manually, and this helps us to not distribute the app to the users but test the app when it's in production. After doing that, here I have created two applications, one for Android and one for iOS. If I go to the Android application, here you see that the application have an app ID and it have also an app secret. We'll use this app ID to identify to which application to which Hoki app project our application will send its telemetry. So let's copy that app ID so that we can use it later in Visual Studio. So now we go to Visual Studio, and here I have created a new Xamarin Forms application by going to File, New Project, and here select Visual C#, then go to Cross Platform, and here I have chosen the blank XAML app. That one will give me this project structure here, where I have the portable project, and also I have the application or the projects for Android, iOS and UWP. Here for the demo today, and as of today, Hoki app for Xamarin Forms doesn't support UWP. It supports Android and iOS. So let's go and add support for Android and iOS, and also the portable class library. For that, I'll go here to the solution and select Manage NuGet Packages for solution, and go and look for Hoki app. This is the package we want to install in our application. This Hockey App SDK or Hockey SDK.xamarin. Let's install it in the three projects for the portable, Android, and iOS project. You don't need to install it on UWP. So here I already have it installed them. After doing that, I'll go to activate Hockey App with Android and with iOS projects. So let's start by iOS project. Here I'll go to the app delegate, and within the finished launching method, I'll go and add the code that will enable Hockey App to run inside my iOS application. So here for the code, I have actually used this link here, where it have the the Hockey App documentation support for using Hockey App with Xamarin. And within this link, you can find all the instructions for adding Hockey App to your Xamarin Forms application. So coming back to Visual Studio, and the code here for adding the support for iOS project is this one here. We have using creating the manager class, shared hockey manager, configure the using the app ID and start manager, then authenticator. Here you see I'm using this app ID, and remember, as we have said, this app ID, I have it here. I have created a new field and assign it the app ID. The app ID, we have got it from the iOS application. So here if I open the Hockey App for the iOS application, here I get my app ID. So you just copy that app ID and put it here inside this variable so that you can use it to register or to send your telemetry to Hockey App. This is for iOS. For Android, the process is almost the same. We go to main page or to main activity within the Android project, and here I have also created a new field for the app ID here, where I will put the app ID for my Android application. So I get the app ID from the Hockey App website here, portal. Then I put the code to use Hockey App within the Android project. That's only two lines of code. So here I'm using the Crash Manager, and the Crash Manager will register my application to send crashes to the Hockey App platform so that I can see them later. Then we are using the Metrics Manager to be able to track events within the Android application. After doing that, now we are ready to start tracking events and to send crash reports to the Hockey App platform. We can send these data, we can track the events right from the portable project. So here, if I go to my main page, here I built a simple application that looks like the one we were looking at. Here I have the track event button. When clicking this button, I want to send some telemetry to the Hockey App platform. Then I have a button crash app. When I click that button, the application will crash so that I can verify later if Hockey App will get the exception that causes that crash and send it to the Hockey App platform. So let's build this application. And to build this that user interface, I'll go here and use a new feature within Xamarin Forms, which is Xamarin Forms Previewer, which will help me to create the user interface for my application. So within this main page, I'll go and create a stack layout. And within that stack layout, we'll add a button which will have a text saying track event, and you see here the button was added to my user interface. So if I go and change the font size to be 30, for example, you see here the button becomes bigger, and you can also go and change the background color of my button. So if I choose, for example, this color here, you can see the button immediately have that a new color. So now let's add another button for, and here we add for the second button, we'll call it crash app, because this button is the button that will cause our application to crash. Let's give it a background color. Let's say navy, for example. And let's make this stack layout have spacing equal 50. Good. Now let's go to the first button for tracking the events, and let's add to it an event handler. But before that, I want to make my user interface looks niftier. For that, I'll import a code that I already prepared. And for this code, I'm using the same button for tracking events and another button for causing the app to crash. For the first button for tracking an event, here I have created a clicked event that will point to the track event clicked. So I'll go and create that event in my code behind. For that, I'll go to the main page.xaml.cs, and from here go and create my private void track event clicked, which will have the object, we call it sender, and the event args, we call it E. Then we'll give the implementation of this method. So this will use the hockey app dot metrics manager, and here within this class we have an event called track event. Tracking an event have some parameters here. The first parameter will be the name of the event we are tracking. So let's call it track event clicked, for example, track event button clicked. And then we can pass some other parameters, which will be a dictionary. This dictionary will have will accept parameters of type string for the key and string also for the value. So I have here prepared a dictionary. Actually, let's pass the first key value pair. For the key, let's say the time, for example. So when the user clicks that event, that button, we want to know when he did click that button. So let's save the time using the time object dot UTC now. Here I'm using UTC now instead of now. Then make it a string. Let's go and pass the second parameter, which is also of type dictionary, a string for the key but double for the value. So let's just put some sample data. Let's say value, for example, and let's put, for example, 2.5, for example. So now, after clicking this button, this all this information will be sent to the hockey app platform, and then the developer will be able to see these data from within the platform. So this is for tracking an event. Hoki app also provides the service for crash reports. So to use or to test the crash reports, let's go to our button that will cause the application to crash, and let's create an event handler for the crash app clicked button. And here let's say throw exception, for example, anything that caused our application to crash. Good. So now, in addition to this, Hoki app provides a way to know if our application, if the last execution of the application was terminated by a crash. So we can know that using the property here, did crash in last session. To use that one, which is available under Hoki app dot crash manager dot, here you see this value did crash in last session. So this value, let's call it crash it, will tell us if the last execution was terminated after a crash. So let's show this value inside this label here, inside this did crash label. Let's add the result to that label, so crash it. To the label.txt, of course. Good, so now we did set our application to send events and also to know if the last execution was terminated after a crash. So then it can send the log files about this crash to the platform. So let's try this right now. If I go to try it on Android and on iOS projects, here I have this button track event. So clicking that button will go and send all these data here for the event track event button clicked with the details about the time and the value to the platform. And then here if I click crash app, then you see my application crashes, and if I restart that application again, you see here I have this message box telling me if I want to send crash reports to the Hoki app platform because the last execution was terminated after a crash. And here I click send report, and that will send all the information about that crash. So now we have built the application, we have integrated Hoki app into our application. Now let's start by seeing the data that was uploaded to the Hoki app platform. So for that, I'll go back to the Hoki app portal right from here, where I have the application for the Android platform. And here you see that now we can get some useful information about the number of crashes, the number of downloads for my application. This is if I choose to upload my application to Hoki app. I didn't done that because I chose the second option for creating the new application. And here I have the number of users that are testing my application or that are using my application in real life. And here I have the number of sessions, and the number of sessions is how much all the users, how many times did they started the application. Then I have here the number of crashes by day and also the number of crash-free users. we can go to get some more information for the versions. For example, here it provides me the version of my application here, because I only have one application for testing. It tells me that I have only one version. And here we start seeing the crashes analytics. Here you see the number of crashes. I have 5 crashes. All of them was because of this method, crash app click it, which we have right here, crash app click it, this method. So here I can understand which method in my application is using these problems, and I can click onto this crasher to get some more information, like the impacted users per day, crashes per day, and also more importantly the stack, the managed stack, or all the full stack for the exception caused from my application. So here you see it's the main page within the crash app method, and so on. You see here also crash logs telling you which devices caused the crash, and also information about your users, which devices they are using. So here you see I have the list of all my devices, because some crashes might occur on some devices and no others. And you can link your crashes or your bugs to bug tracker using a platform for this feature. So yeah, let's go back and track for the Android application. Instead of the crashes, we can see also the events, and here those are the events that were tracked from my Android application. You see here I was testing with custom event, and I was testing with click it event or click it track event button. You see here I have tracked for events during the last 7 days, and I also get some information about the event count during these 7 days and unique users count, and so on. Your users also can provide feedback about the user of your application. This demo doesn't cover this feature yet. And also we have this tab for users here, where you can those are actually the users that you invite them to test your application. And using the Wacky App application for Android and for iOS, they can download and test new versions of your app. These same features for Android are also available for iOS. So here you see these the number of crashes with information about the crashes that occurred on the iOS application, and you see also the crash logs along with also the events that were tracked by the iOS application, as you see here. If you want to take a look at the code, it's available here in this GitHub repository inside this this link, and here we have all the code for this application of today. So I hope this video was helpful for you, and thank you.